What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fantasy Football's Life podcast. I am your host, Colton. Today, I'm going to talk about, it's going to be a short little video, but I'm going to give you a fantasy update, give you some news update on Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, a couple others. So, you can follow me on Twitter at ColtonFFIL and subscribe to my podcast, Fantasy Football's Life, on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube, Fantasy Football's Life as well, for the video podcast, which is what you're watching now. And all right, let's go. Today, got some info that Melvin Gordon and the San Diego Chargers are nowhere near a deal. So they're saying that it could last into the season. So hopefully you guys haven't drafted yet, because if you haven't, or maybe if you have, Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson, I'm hopping all over them. I loved Austin Eckler last year and Justin Jackson towards the end of the year. So they're going to move up a lot, probably in a lot of league rankings and ESPN rankings and stuff. So if I take a look right now, we have Austin Eckler is currently going at, where is he at? He's going as running back number 33, and he's right around the 81st pick overall in the draft. So great value. Hopefully he kind of stays there. Hopefully he doesn't fall to like the 6th, 7th round, because I don't know, but I feel like he's going to. So if you already had your draft and got him, you probably got him at a great value. And we have Justin Jackson going as the number 53 running back, and he's currently going at 174. So he'll probably move up some, but I bet he'll probably stay in the hundreds. But he's definitely going to be a nice handcuff to Eckler. I don't see Eckler dominating or being a bell cow. I don't expect a 50-50 split. I expect maybe like 75 or like a 70-30 deal with the two running backs. So Eckler is way more efficient in the passing game. Justin Jackson can get catches too, but I think he's a better runner than Eckler. But they both will have their value all season, depending on how long Melvin Gordon's out. And if Melvin Gordon's out all season, then, I mean, you got to jump all over these two. So I definitely love those two. Please draft them if you can, man. It's going to be great. They're definitely going to help your team. And you can get them pretty cheap too, or pretty late in the draft too. You don't have to reach for them or anything. So, yeah, I'll keep you guys posted, you know, if anything happens with Melvin Gordon. Obviously, if Melvin Gordon returns during the beginning of the season, you know, Eckler will be a good handcuff, but Justin Jackson probably won't be used at all, so you could probably get rid of him. But I would definitely hop on them right now until we hear anything else, just for backup plans. So go ahead and do that. And next, we have Ezekiel Elliott. Still no word. He did, as of like, I guess the last few days, he did leave Mexico, and he came. He is back in Dallas right now, so I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but still no negotiations with Zeke. Hopefully they do pay him and they start their season off with Zeke, but right now, with only like 2 weeks till the season starts, if Ezekiel Elliott doesn't play, Tony Pollard right now, for the rookie running back for the Cowboys, currently running back number 52, going at 173, one spot before Justin Jackson, has looked really good in camp. And Jerry Jones even made like a joke about Zeke, who, because Tony Pollard was balling out. He's already had a touchdown. He's looking really good, really physical, athletic. So late in your, I mean, Tony Pollard will probably go up, but later in your drafts, scoop up Tony Pollard. Because if there's any chance that Zeke isn't playing to start the season, Tony Pollard is going to be behind one of the best O-lines in the NFL. So I'm all over Tony Pollard. So hopefully you guys have him on your radar. And, you know, I'll let you know if anything happens with Zeke. But these are some great guys to target late rounds that could be potential for the first few weeks until maybe those two stars sign. They have running back one potential for sure. And then lastly, I'll just go one more person for the news. Not too much news this week, but the Patriots did get Josh Gordon back. And if you guys had Josh Gordon last year when he was balling out, Josh Gordon was pretty solid last season. And he's the big play receiver for Tom Brady. Julian Edelman's going to catch everything underneath, but Josh Gordon is the most athletic receiver they have. So as long as Josh Gordon's playing and not being suspended, I love Josh Gordon. I think he's a great pick. Right now he's going at wide receiver 41, pick number 93, which is a really good value. He's sitting right next to Curtis Samuel, Larry Fitt, Jamison Crowder. So I would probably take Josh Gordon out of all of those people. So yeah, that's great value for Josh Gordon. So I definitely like that. Definitely interested in Josh Gordon. He could be a great wide receiver, maybe wide receiver 2, 3. I would say more 3/flex potential this year, but definitely scoop him up if you can. So yeah, that's all that's going on right now. I got a lot more brewing up for the next videos. Just want to get a quick update. Hope you guys know about these running backs. Scoop them up in your drafts. They will help a ton. Make sure you get your handcuffs. One of my next videos will probably be a handcuff video to get you guys ready for the draft. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this video, and I will see you in the next podcast.